Continuing our learning of the Tshuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef, we are in Sheilot v'Tshuvot Chavedat, Chelek Gimel, Siman, Samech Chet. And in this Tshuva, Rav Avadi is dealing with the question, can you invite a magician to a wedding? Magicians can perform at a wedding for the sake of Simchat Chatan Vekala. Now he starts off by talking about the notion of magic and magic tricks. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samech Hei points out that the Pasuk says, Lo yimaseh b'cha kosem ksamim, me'onenu menachesh u'mechashef. And the Torah says, you're not allowed to do all sorts of magic. But there seems to be talking about kishuf, like witchcraft. So the Gemara says, but there are multiple words, kosem ksamim, me'onen, menachesh, mechashef. What do each one mean? So the Gemara says, eizu me'onen, what's me'onen? Zeh ha'ochez et ha'enayim. The prohibition of achizat einayim. Achizat einayim, Rashi explains, she'ochez v'soger einei ha'beriyot, שמראה להם כאילו עושה דברים של פלא. אחיזת עיניים means to showing people something that he's not actually accomplishing, showing them that he's doing something amazing, והוא אינו עושה כלום, and he's not really doing it, effectively doing a magic trick. Not something that's witchcraft, something that's magic. And then Gemara goes on to talk about different examples, and it's clear that those are all violations of אחיזת עיניים, and the Rambam writes very clearly, Me'onein, when it talks about that prohibition. So what does that mean? He's doing things that look amazing by moving his hands very quickly. And he gives examples. Take a rope, they put it in their jacket for a moment, it comes out as a snake. Or they'll take a ring, throw it into the air, it'll disappear and then pull it out of someone's mouth. You do that with coin, called the miser's dream. Violation of kishuf and gonev da'at ha'briyot, tricking people, fooling people to believing things that aren't true. Now, the Bach wants to know there are different types of achizat enayim. There's achizat enayim just like a magic trick, and there's one that uses actual kishuf, actual witchcraft. This is witchcraft. If you violate regular witchcraft, whatever that means, you can get the death penalty. So maybe there's no malkot. There's a whole debate. Whether what a person has to do to get malkot, to violate the prohibition of, to get the punishment, rather, of actual lashes. Okay? And they make a difference. Indeed, the Bach and the Rama have a difference. They're distinguished between achizat enayim b'li kishuf and achizat enayim with kishuf. Whether it actually involves witchcraft or doesn't involve witchcraft, they're both Torah prohibitions. The question is only which one is more severe than the other. However, the simple reading is like the Rambam, that there is a difference, that Yosef quotes it. Now, the Radavaz has a difficulty with this. He says, Rachok lomar shatarat achayev malkot al tachvula bezrizut bekalut ayad bilvad. He says, it's very hard to believe that the Torah would give a prohibition of lashes to someone who's just able to do sleight of hand. It's able to hold the coin in a particular way so you can't see it, or shuffle the cards in a particular way that you can't follow. It's very hard, he says, to believe that that's what the Torah prohibited, to get a prohibition of malkot. He says, no, so what is it? So what is it when the Torah prohibited achizat enayim? The Gemara says achizat enayim. So what is the Torah prohibition of achizat enayim? He says, al yidei hashba'at lashedim, hashba'ot lashedim, shochazim et ha'enayim la'arot divrei pele v'timahot. He says it's involving demons or other types of witchcraft. That's prohibited. But just doing things quickly with your hands, something like that, what we would refer to as magic tricks. We have magicians nowadays. They're not actually doing magic. There is no such thing. They're not, you know, involving with darker or deeper or sinister forces. They're doing a trick. It's a magic trick. They're fooling people by doing something in an interesting way. But that's prohibited in the Torah with Malkot. The Radvan says it can't be that moving your hands quickly is a problem. The Rav Avadi writes, but you see that it's going to at least be an Isur Rabbanan. At least it's going to be an Isur Rabbanan, even if it's not an Isur Raita. Interestingly, Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted as saying the same line as the Radvaz. I don't recall if he quotes the Radvaz. I don't believe so. He says, it cannot be that the Torah would prohibit, or the Rambam would prohibit, moving your hands in a fast way. Moving your hands in a fast way, so if something's on the table, like grab it really quickly and you don't see. So that's a magic trick. I violated Achizat Enayim because you didn't see me grab it, because I grabbed it faster than you. Hard to believe, he says, that that's prohibited. Here, Rav Avadi was saying it's at least Nisur Rabbanan, because it looks like, and you're doing it intentionally for the purpose of making a wondrous thing, and therefore, he says, magic tricks are prohibited possibly even on the level of Deoraita. And he points out that there's no room to be lenient, just the fact that it's Simchat Chatan V'Kala. The fact that it's Simchat Chatan V'Kala doesn't allow you to do things. And the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, he was in Egypt, and they had a practice where the Kala would wear men's clothing and other Rishonim quote, where a girl, the Kala, the men would wear women's clothing, and they would violate the prohibition of Lo'ilvash Gever Simlat Isha V'lo'ilvash Isha Simlat Gever. You're not supposed to wear the other gender's clothing. And the fact that it's Simchat Chatan V'Kala does not allow that. The fact that we have a mitzvah to be Mistameh Chatan V'Kala. The Gemara in Brachot Davav points out Kol HaMistameh Chatan V'Kala is merits the five kolos Shebahem Nina Torah. Nonetheless, it does not allow you to violate any of these prohibitions, whether it's Achizat Enayim, or whether it's the magic tricks, or anything like that. There is an opinion that Bach quotes, that's quoted in the Ramah, quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that maybe on Purim, too, that it's permissible to violate this prohibition to wear the opposite gender's clothing. The Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, and the Bach says, no, not allowed to do it at all. The Chidah agrees, based on this tshuva of the Rambam as well, that for the sake of Mitzvot Chatan V'Kala, it's true, you're allowed to do it, it's a great thing. However, you're not allowed. The Chachmat Adam also specifically addresses the issue of magic tricks. He says, "Lachen abat chadim shosim achizat enayim b'chatunot ofrim alot ha'asa min ha'Torah." That those entertainers at weddings who do magic tricks are in violation of an Yisur D'Oraita. Ravadi concludes, you see from here that magic tricks are indeed a Torah prohibition, and even for the sake of Chatan V'Kala, Mitzvot Simchat Chatan V'Kala, they are not allowed. Have a wonderful evening.